Hi, Tina.
Hi.
How you doing?
How's it going?
I'm doing great. So, Tina, you're a hairdresser, correct?
Hairstylist.
Stylist? Yes. What's the difference?
I don't think there's a difference. I think hairdresser is just a much older term.
Like a barber with the spinny?
No, barber's completely different.
Barber does like everything, your face and all that stuff too?
Generally, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. I hear hairdresser and I'm like, I'm not putting clothes on people's hair. I'm just styling it. I'm cutting it.
I like that.
Yeah. Cut, color.
Well.
Add. Thank you. Take away.
Thank you for correcting me. I'll never call you a hairdresser ever again.
No, it's.
I just dress up the hair.
I'm not offended by it. I just like to.
I put little shoes on the hair.
Yeah.
So the whole world's dying to know who's been the most famous person you've ran your hands.
I don't think the world is dying to know that.
No, I am though.
And
then you're like, I'm never going to wash these hands ever again because like Pierce Brosnan or something.
No.
No?
Well, I obsessively wash my hands, so I don't care who I'm touching.
Clean freak?
I mean, yeah. I like my hands to be clean. And also don't want germs. It's like an energy thing. You touch people and you pick up their energy, you know? It's just the same way as like when you hug someone.
You think that's true? Do you believe in like Reiki and angels and crystals and stuff?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah?
I got an email from my Reiki person, like text me or sends me stuff all the time. It's really cute. But yes, I absolutely believe in it.
Hmm.
Because I've done it and it works.
So you're a believer of the occult?
The occult. Yep. Is that?
I don't know if that's the same thing. I'm just kind of rolling with it here. But you didn't answer my question. Who's been the most famous person?
I don't know. I think that I get asked this. I think that it would be contingent on who you think is the most famous person. Because I could say to
Jerry
Seinfeld, a 20-year-old Bill Thorne, and then they're like, oh, yeah. Okay, you know, or you know what I mean? Like, it just depends.
Yeah, that makes, that's true.
And then I could say to someone who's, you know, in their 40s or 50s, you know, like, oh, I work with Bella Thorne. And they're like, who? And then I could be like, oh, I worked with, you know, alongside Chris Pratt or, you know, whoever.
Interesting.
I'm trying to brain fart. Kurt Russell, like somebody who, you know what I mean?
Kurt Russell's just depends dope. On,
I know. I fucking love him. I've never done his hair.
Fucking Escape from, what is it? Escape from LA?
Yeah.
Shitty, like, surfing scene. But that movie's dope.
Every movie he touches turns to gold.
Got a Kurt Russell
fan. So my point is, like, you know, for me, I mean, he was one of the people that, even though I didn't even do his hair, just working with him on the same project was really cool because I grew up watching.
And you're like, that's that guy.
Big Trouble in Little China and Tango and Cash and every movie he's ever done.
Every movie?
I mean, most of, actually, someone brought up one yesterday and I'd never seen it. It was called like Sky High or something where he's a, I think that's right. I don't know.
Where
I have to IMDb.
Where he's a skydiving parachute instructor and things take a turn for the worse because the small skydiving plane gets hijacked by...
No. I don't think that's it. I might be getting the name wrong, but I don't think it's that. I think it's something like he's a superhero of some sort.
A professional Pog player. I used to. You ever play Pogs?
No.
Oh yeah, you're a girl. I mean,
yeah, no.
Yeah, but that's like, I used to be the Walmart of Pogs. Like you, like I had so many fucking Pogs that you could just never beat me ever. I had a fly fishing case, and it was full of Pogs. So okay. It's like if I lost.
Even, I'm trying to think of what a pog even is. Like what is?
It's like milk caps.
Right.
Well, good talk, everybody. So, what was your like thing? Like My Little Pony or something?
No. Well, how old were you when you played with pogs? Like 9 or?
Yeah, probably something like that.
Okay, so 9 and 10, I was into.
Garbage.
Stealing cigarettes and smoking them in the woods.
Oh, damn. That's some fucking thug shit right there. Stealing cigarettes and smoking them in the woods.
I mean, yeah. I don't know.
From your mom?
I don't think I played a game.
Or packs
of
cigarettes.
No, my parents didn't smoke.
Oh, damn. How'd you figure out?
We devised a system.
Hi, we're sweet little innocent girls, yeah. And we're here to steal your cigarettes.
No, I grew up in a really tiny town in northern New Jersey, and there's a glider airport there. And we would like ride our bikes a couple miles to this glider airport, and they had a little cafe. And so we like devised that, like, you'd walk in the door and there'd be a little kind of shop, like a gift shop on the side, both the bathrooms. And then on the left was another door to go into this like little diner, like a, you know, four booth diner. And
was it like one of those diners that people would smoke cigarettes in, like, and eat food and shit?
Probably, because yes, probably. And in between the two bathrooms was a cigarette machine. So we would all, like, one of us would go in and like put in a couple quarters and like go to the bathroom. And the second girl would come in and like put in a couple quarters and go to the bathroom. Then the third girl would come in and like put in a couple quarters and like pull the thing, and the cigarettes would come down.
I remember,
and
then those. We,
yeah. And then we'd, you know, go into the diner and then get like a grilled cheese and a milkshake, you know, and then like come out and be like, oh, we're going to ride our bikes home. And we'd just ride back and like go into the woods and, you know, huff a fucking cigarette and get all be like, ugh.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever
that
tried?
Wasn't a game. That's not really comparison to Pogs, I guess. But
no,
like,
that wasn't.
I didn't really play board games at the, I don't. Think,
no,
really remember. So no, it was more like,
are you calling me a
go
nerd?
Out in the woods,
right now?
Ride our bikes, you know, like just.
I used to ride my bike.
More exterior.
Oh my
god! Didn't have cable.
Okay, the only.
But whatever we did, like, we had a VCR, so we would record things like Saturday Night Live or whatever, and then watch it back over a million times, you know.
And then re-record over, and then re-record yeah. over, and then. Mm-hmm. I used to do that too. The very first,
unless it was, you know. I would record over stuff and my brother would freak the fuck out. So,
what kind of stuff would you record over?
I don't know. I don't remember that kind of content, but I'm just saying. I barely
It'll
remember what I ate for lunch.
It'll come back. I'm sure. I used to do exterior stuff too. I used to build forts.
Oh yeah, forts for sure. I built a fort recently.
Best. What?
Yeah.
Snow
sometimes,
fort?
Sometimes you gotta build a fort.
Did you build
fort.
A snow fort?
I did not, no. But I have been in snow forts before, but I didn't build one. I think you're referring to a couple weeks ago at Christmas. No, I did not do that there.
Just one woman out there just building a fort by herself. Hey, guys, you want to come in my fort?
Yeah.
I would have been down. And then you have, like, all the booze in there?
Yeah, usually you build those kind of on the mountain and then you ski into them during the day. Like, they call them like smoke shacks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Cheers, by the way.
Cheers.
Welcome.
Yeah. I've just been sipping this wine, you know? It's cool. I like wine. I do. I don't like whiners or whining. But I like...
You like drinking wine?
Yeah.
I can't drink wine.
Why?
I get allergic reaction to it.
Really?
I can drink it in another country. I can't drink it in America. It fucks me up.
What are you saying?
This no is
a bunch
point.
Of like GMO garbage?
No, I don't think it's GMO. I think it's like sulfates or something like that with importing.
Do you get blotchy and red?
No, but I just have other weird reactions.
Like what?
From it.
Making out with strangers? Fight bitches in the bar?
No.
Oh.
That'd be better. No, it's just more like...
Jeez, this coming from a girl that would devise a scheme to get fucking cigarettes out of a machine. I would...
I think when you're a kid, you devise a scheme to do everything.
All kind of schemes,
you're like,
for sure.
Wow, we're going to get the
because you know,
cookies.
Like, because you know that you're innocent, right? Like, somehow, you know that to everybody else, you're innocent until you start getting caught with shit. Then you're not so innocent anymore. Like, smoking weed, you know?
Yeah.
Did your parents ever question you? They're like, why do you smell like cigarettes, Tina?
No, because, so my dad built the neighborhood that I lived in, and we lived on a cul-de-sac, and one of the other, so it was like our house, and then another house here, and like house next to us with my cousins, and then, which is dope to grow up with your cousins living next door to you.
Have
so three of them at least.
Have your family like right there?
Yeah,
that
I mean,
is cool.
Like literally... Yeah, out of your house, over. Oh, now I'm at their house, you know.
But then,
and then the next house was my dad sold to a family that had three girls that were basically the same ages of, you know, me and my sister and my cousins. So we all just kicked it all the time and did all kinds of stuff, you know. And And their parents did smoke, and the grandparents lived in the house that also smoked, and the aunt lived there that also smoked. So it was like a smoking house. So it wouldn't, I don't think my, and my parents knew that. I don't think that they would have been like, oh, you smell like smoke, Tina. Did they have cats?
And the cats, did the cats did, they would smoke too, but not by choice. I always thought like people that smoke inside their houses, that's just so gross.
Well,
unless you're smoking weed.
I think everybody smoked in their house in the 80s.
And on airplanes in the 70s, isn't that fucking crazy? It's like, yeah, hey, let's get in this little tube.
I think what's crazier now is like all the signage for no smoking on airplanes
it's
now.
It's just everywhere.
It's everywhere, and it's like no e-cigarettes, and no, we got it.
Don't touch the smoke detector in the lavatory.
Warning. Thank you.
It's 60 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. You're like, what, dude? I mean, first of all,
it's crazy.
Who's going to fucking be just chief in it? Oh, I thought I could smoke in here. Like, dude, no.
I'm going to go ahead and just put this on the record. I may or may not have jeweled in the bathroom.
Yeah, but that's different, though, you know, because it's like...
It's not a plume of, like, yeah, crazy...
It's like vapor.
I actually remember a couple years ago, I was going to Hawaii, and this nutto was sitting next to me, and she wanted to smoke so bad. She was, like, coughing the whole time, but then also wanted a cigarette so bad, couldn't have one, and then she was like, oh, I have my e-cigarette, do you think I can... And this was years ago. It was, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 years ago, when e-cigarettes were still, like, not as... What?
Your pipe is just
disgusting.
Getting there. Do you know how much you have if you scrape this thing? You could put it on top of the resin ball from all the my pipes, and then we'll see if we can sell it to somebody for $5 on Skid Row.
Gross resin ball.
Anybody, get high as fuck, bro. This is all primo, indica, sativa, hybrid.
Just toss the bowl, buy a new.
That's totally the fucking all thing. Because then you want to taste that fresh glass, you know? That fresh weed, well, fresh
and
glass.
$10 at the store. It's not, you're not breaking the bank by just getting another one. And I get it. People think that's nuts, but I don't want to fucking clean it. I don't want to make someone else clean it. Roof. I don't even want anyone to clean
you know
it in
who
my
I
house.
Want to have clean it? The garbage
just
man.
Get rid
when
of
he
it.
Takes them away yeah. in the fucking exactly. garbage bag I throw in the dump. I you know, I've smoked some resin in my day before. It's crazy, like when you don't have weed and you're in those weird places where you don't have weed, you don't have money, and then you're like scraping. You're like working with like a fucking paper clip, all with just different angles, trying to get that little tiny piece of fucking just so you can get your fix, man.
Get it.
So
get your fix.
Justin. Well, that the famous thing.
Is this where I get to ask you a question?
Yeah, it's an open conversation.
Where?
Don't ask me anything weird.
Who's
though.
The most famous person
that I've ever met?
Sure.
Or
since
what?
Since I can't say
no.
Work. I could.
Oh,
say
worked
with?
With.
I could say also work with.
Hank Azaria.
Love.
Yeah, I did a thing when he was on. What was he? He was on Ray Donovan, and then he was like this FBI agent that would like they were spying on him so they could get dirt on his character, right? He's like the head of this FBI agency, and fucking like at night he goes off to like weird shitty bars and plays fucking cover songs. So he was doing this thing to where he was playing Bob Seger's Night Moves,
and
so we like rebuilt the whole song. And even if he does hear this, I don't care. It's interesting knowing how good of like a voice actor he is, but then how like terrible of a singer he is. Cause holy fuck. But it was cool. Like he
I don't
like
know
the
if I've heard him sing.
The producer, like one of the producers was there while we were in the studio, and he was all he's like, yeah, you wanna just hang back? And he's like, I'm gonna take off. So, you know, Hank's like, yeah, I'll fucking hang back and so I could chop up everything and put it all together. I don't know what that was. It was interesting. Good fun. So I was like, yeah, it's not every day you get to hang out with Mo. And he starts talking like Mo. He's like, yeah, man, not every day you get to hang out with Mo. From The Simpsons, obviously.
Oh,
you were looking at me like, what in the fuck are you talking about? And then I had to re-clarify.
Yep.
So, did you
so
do
Hank.
It? What's that?
I said, so Hank.
Yeah, I guess so. And I've met Paul Reiser a couple times. He's cool. dude from Mad About You.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it. Where, when? Doing comedy?
No, 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 I'm not doing comedy. So the guy that I used to work for, I kind of like work for him still periodically. He's a music composer.
Oh, cool.
So he's friends with him. And so he like came over to his house.
Yeah.
And so they did this like thing in San Diego for Deloitte, that whatever money shit they do. And, you know, I met him there too. They had like candies in the back with gold flakes. I was like, oh, my doo-doo gonna be 24 karat gold.
Okay.
No, but really though.
How old are you exactly?
275,000 years. I told you, 32 years old.
Yeah.
Or young. Or old and young. Depends on how you look at it, you know? Like if you were a newborn baby and you asked me that question.
You think the baby would think you were super old?
Maybe. Or he's like, dude, this is the biggest kid I've ever met in my fucking life. And I sure hope I grow up into being this inspiring man.
Is that wine fucking you up, man?
No.
You feeling like, woo, no. A little loosey-goosey.
Whoa. No, not loosey-goosey. I'm just like, I'm a game, you know? Conversationalist.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, you should have a robe and a cigar with this wine.
I tried smoking cigars. I used to steal them from my dad.
Just hold it. Most people just hold it anyway. They're not really smoking it.
No, because then it fucks up my whole, like, oh, I could grab this thing. Or I could grab this. I mean, this is going to be the glass hand for sure. But no robes.
Okay.
Do you own a robe?
I own so many fucking robes.
Really?
I have like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are they silk robes?
I have 4 here and 2 in Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have 6 robes.
Yep.
Are they silk robes?
Oh, and I have silk robe, 7.
Oh.
What'd I say? 6, 7? Yeah, whatever. Wow. A lot. I like a good robe.
I like a good robe.
Sometimes I sleep in the robe.
I like a good robe down. Yeah. What?
Like a hog tie?
Yeah. What? That would be the weirdest feeling ever, is to get hogtied by a female and then taken advantage of.
What if she just hogtied you and didn't touch you at all sexually? Just fucking was like, peace! And then walked out.
Left some fucking CD on skip. Just fucking...
Totally.
Blasting loud. Shit, don't threaten me with a good time. No, that sounds like a terrible time. I think that's just where
I'm good with knots.
Yeah.
I used to rock climb. Well, I guess I still do, but not really. Not with ropes anymore.
Just left you there.
I just go to the gym. I just go to Burbank, go to Vertigo.
24-hour fitness. Shout out to my peoples. No, actually.
They don't have a rock wall.
They don't?
Mm-mm. Not the one I go to.
Well, I go to LA Fitness and it's
Do they have a rock wall?
No.
Oh, okay.
Of course not. People would hurt themselves on that thing. People hurt themselves when they're on the treadmill just watching the fucking news.
You've seen someone fall on the treadmill.
No, I just see like vessels pop in their head and shit. Like they just get really angry.
You're on another level. That wine is really good, isn't it?
The wine. Okay, you want to try some?
Oh, you're just nuts?
Yeah.
It's trying to give you the benefit of the doubt here.
Well, doesn't it take crazy people to do crazy things?
Isn't
wanting to become a comedian, isn't that a crazy thing?
No.
That's not crazy. That's normal. Like, hey, you think that's not crazy?
No, I don't think it's crazy at all.
That's weird.
Do you normally get a reaction from people that it's crazy?
No.
Okay. It's just what you're thinking?
I don't know. It's kind of one of those things. It's like you meet a lot of people and they all have their stories. People like sleeping in their cars, couches, fucking. And it's just like going out on a whim of faith. Hey, don't mind the chair, okay? Going out, you know, like jumping off of a cliff, seeing if you can fly or not.
You think that that's equivalent to being a stand-up comedian?
Yeah, maybe.
No.
I think anything, like doing anything like that is.
Jumping off a cliff.
It was like an analogy, okay?
5 minutes of a microphone.
It was an analogy. Here comes Tina fucking with it. Coming back with the heat.
Literal.
Oh, God. You don't think it's crazy at all? You don't think it's crazy at all to chase your dreams? You think it's normal?
No, absolutely.
You think it's normal?
Yes.
Huh.
I think if that's what you want to do, you do it. just like this podcast. You're doing it right now. Here it is happening.
Right now, this moment.
Yeah. Here we are. So what's the difference between this or that or music or, I mean, if you want it in your life and that's something that you think you're good at and it brings you joy, then fuck yeah, try to get paid for it. Then absolutely.
Fucking A. I like your attitude.
Be confident about it. Be confident.
You should write a, like,
you know what?
Self-help
People
book.
Invest in confidence.
That's true.
They do.
Hmm.
It's like if you go to
but
an audition.
But isn't confidence one of those things to where it's like, everybody has confidence. Sometimes you have to like fake it, you know?
Faking confidence is
you think that's
not
even
too far from just actually being
actually
confident.
Being confident?
Because you're confident enough to fake it.
But then do you like, you psych yourself out and then you're like, fuck, I was never confident, but now I'm confident.
Do I do that personally?
No, not you.
No, I'm confident as fuck.
I know you are.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Well, why should anyone not be confident? You know what I mean? Like, I believe in myself first before I believe in anyone else.
Isn't that kind of a weird concept? Like, people, like, defeat themselves over the thoughts of what they think other people are going to think about them before they're even allowed to think it.
Rewind, repeat, what?
Like, how people will they'll kind of, like, defeat themselves just up in their head because then they won't want to do anything because they're like, I'm worried, you know, they think
I
about.
I just had this talk with the Uber driver.
Oh, really? I am the Uber driver.
He's
I'm
like,
the same guy.
Yeah,
no.
He had some cool dreadlock situation. It was the first, I got in, I was like, nice hair.
I like how you're like, no, like,
no.
Like I couldn't be an Uber driver. Actually, I couldn't be an Uber driver. You know why?
Dewey?
Huey Dewey.
Oh, no.
Huey Dewey Duck Lewis in the News. Yeah, I got one of them.
So you don't drive at all?
No.
You have, like, one of those, like, yeah, blowing the fucking old tube when you
I
get in the car.
I had one of those. I had
oh,
that.
No.
It's all old news now.
Oh, no.
It's all old news. We're at the three-year mark.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Guys.
Don't ever do that.
What's happening in life. Cabs are very cheap, and yes, I still call it a cab. There's no reason at all to be drinking and driving.
Not at all.
No.
I definitely agree with you.
No.
Just a simple...
Because what? It's like $8 to get... Like, it took me... It was $8 for me to get here.
You know the concept,
though?
So,
$8 for me to get home, $16. Or, I drink a little bit too much, and I drive home, and I get a DUI. I could potentially kill somebody or myself. And then what else if none
and
of that happens
with
and
the
I just
job
get arrested?
And the money.
Then it's $10,000 in California, maybe more. I don't know.
But
I'm
also,
guessing at least 10
also,
grand.
If you're
not worth it.
But if you're just driving, if you're driving and like somebody hits you just because you have the alcohol in your breath, then you
that is the least likely thing that's going to happen.
But it's still there's.
But it could happen.
Could happen.
Sure.
That'd be fucked. That'd be double fucked.
But I would imagine that if and when that has happened in the past of someone hitting someone and the person was drunk, it's probably because the person that was drunk that was driving incorrectly in some facet.
Mm.
And it caused the other
That's
person
debatable.
To hit them.
That's debatable.
Like, oh, pulling out and like, oh, I'm going to go right. And someone's like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
That's debatable, though.
Is it?
It totally
I'm
is.
Sure it's a statistic. We could Google it, right? Let's Googs it.
Googs
fucking Googs it.
My phone is like my leg is crossed over, so my phone is just really tight up against my leg in these super tight pants. So
yep, you're not inaccurate with that statement.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Super tight pants.
Women don't really want to see men's ankles, so this is my thing on skinny men, skinny pants on men. I don't think anyone wants to see. The outline of
what
a
if
man's
you wear skinny
butt
jeans
and their ankles at the same time
and Birkenstocks? Oh, really? Is that
that probably is a thing, but that would be a very hard no for me,
really? Very hard,
not
no?
Together. Yeah, I mean, like, cool, like, wear it. I'm not gonna be like, hey, what's up?
What do you do? He's like, well, actually, I don't have a job right now, but I'm volunteering feeding the puppies down at the dog shelter. You're like, and then just before you know it, fucking Yoga Steve over here got your number. And then he's hitting you up, like, where you at, girl?
Yoga Steve.
Yoga Steve. No,
all
that's
right.
Probably not a real guy. No, that's probably definitely a real guy. Somebody out there somewhere. So, Enough about me. Let's talk about you.
Shall we?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Enough about you. Let's back. Let's go back to me. you want to ask me a question? Another question other than...
Sure, Justin.
Okay.
How many people have been on your podcast?
There has been, I think, like 10.
And has any of these 10 guests that you've had asked you...
any questions? No, because I scare everybody. No, I'm just...
I doubt that.
Come on. I might seem sort of intimidating, but I'm really not. You don't think I'm intimidating at all?
No.
Why would a stripper tell me that I'm intimidating? And they should be like the ones...
A stripper?
A stripper told me I was intimidating, and I kind of laughed in her face because I was really surprised.
Maybe it's because you have like brooding eyes. You're like... So like I can see a stripper... And from other conversations we've had in the past, I can see that if a stripper came up to you and was like, oh my God, like trying to give you some fucking lap dance.
Oh, just trying to like scraggle me down for the 20 bucks.
You'd be like cavemanning her, like, oh, fuck.
I'm like, yo, I'm only here for the good.
Oh my God, you're intimidating me.
I'm really just trying to get my $20 cover fee worth. Yo, you know how much this beer costs? Shit, this shit costs $15.
Just your voice?
No.
This is her voice?
It's
what was happening?
Our
there?
Voice. We're both talking at the same time. The same exact time. That's because she's my soulmate. So, what's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Pisces. Oh, what's yours? Me that you're fish. Cancer, I think, right?
I'm a crab. Fucking delicious.
Both water signs.
Delicious Alaskan
we
crab.
We flow.
Yeah.
This might be the best podcast episode you've ever had.
Yeah, you think so?
Well, thanks. We're flowing.
Thanks for somebody like not watching.
Let's get the amethyst out for real.
I really like to do. I like to do the late night ones more than I like to do the day ones.
I make that as a joke, but like I really do love crystals.
I do have.
Sure.
I do have that.
Some hummus and pita chips.
Yeah, but I also have amethyst crystal right there. Dude, I got a pet rock and shit.
That's a geode.
I got a pet rock and shit. You know, like. I look at it and think that thing could have been somewhere else, but it's not. It's right there. You
it
know,
it was somewhere
it
else.
It was.
So some ding dong picked it up, cracked it up, and was
sold
like,
it to me for $20. He's like, man, that,
that's all you paid for that?
Yeah,
that's actually a decent deal.
Oh yeah, it is.
Was it at a?
It was on the
someone's sidewalk.
No,
sidewalk sale.
Damn, where'd you find this? On the side of the road. It was on the side of the road for sure.
Like, so it wasn't $20
when I was driving. No, it was when I was driving on the PCH1, right? Malibu, and there's like this dude in a shitty Winnebago
like,
on the side
like
of the road.
A towel up top, and it's like bonsai trees.
And he's like, oh yeah, look at I got these rocks. Like one of those hippie Burning Man dudes, you know? That probably gets a fucking kick off of rocks. And
Burning
I was like,
Man.
That's cool. He's like, yo, you want that megalodon tooth? I was like, how do you know this is a megalodon tooth? I looked it up in a book. I'm like, oh, books now. Huh?
When was you the last? Should invest in those more, I think.
Books?
Considering I told you that you text with, you clearly use your and you're wrong.
Okay, that's one. And I use, but everybody's like, but and then you also put periods, but I like try to be like
no,
proper.
Punctuation
sometimes
is,
sometimes I fuck
listen,
up.
Punctuation, certain punctuation in text, like a question mark, isn't super necessary. I think you know when someone's asking you a fucking question. My point is that you don't understand the difference between your possessive and your conjunction. No, you don't.
Because then
as we had a very adult conversation. I was like, bro, you're using it wrong. Maybe look it up. Maybe figure it out. And then you continue to use it still up until texting me tonight to come here
Wait,
for this address.
No way. I didn't say it tonight at
Fuck
all.
Fuck yeah. We're going to pull up the phone.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
I'm going to screenshot
get
it.
Get that phone out of your hand, girl. Get that.
There it is.
Oh, I did.
You
holy
did.
Fuck.
What are you? Wait.
I did like the third message ago.
Let me know when your YOUR outside.
It should be your, like.
And you did use a period. So, and so I'll give you the punctuation. You got the punctuation. But the point is that.
You probably.
We've had this conversation.
You probably shake
so many,
your head every time.
No, but I hate when people say, like, oh, well, it's autocorrect. Autocorrect doesn't. Take
I didn't
out
say it was
the proper usage of your and put in the wrong
I'm
usage
sorry,
of your.
I'm not perfect.
I'm not perfect either. But I
but
do.
At least I know the difference between your and your.
It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating. There's always there, and there as well, which I think I talked to you about.
Yeah, I know
well.
About those. I'm pretty those good with
I
those.
Those I think you're better I'm pretty at. Good. I think we've tested, I've tested you at the
You actually tested
I
me.
I did test you. Fuck. Like, let's use there.
And I didn't even know you were doing it. That's the worst part.
You didn't? I think you did.
I probably.
I think you maybe picked up on the fact that, because my hatred for your, that you have not know how to use it.
I try my best, you know?
No, that's actually not trying, because we've talked about it so many times, and you haven't corrected it.
These times have been less than a handful of times. If you get past like five, that's a whole handful, and then I'm fucked. So then I just know, you know, I just know what I got to do, what I got to do. Why? Why?
Don't worry about it.
She's like, you know why? Because I brought a flare gun.
Hell yeah. No, I did not.
Why not? You should have. It would have been fucking interesting.
But I did bring my doses pen. I fucking love a dosist.
A what?
I don't even know what that is.
Brought
to you by Dosist Vape Pens. It's a vape pen. Let's put it on camera. There it is. This one is Relief.
Oh, I've seen that shit.
They have Bliss. They have Passion.
I don't believe in none of that. I'm old school, like Indian.
Believe
like
in it?
Pass the pipe.
What sort of believe in? What's great about the Dosist is you take a hit until it vibrates, so each one is dosed out exactly the same amount. It's fucking genius.
That's terrible, because sometimes great. I want to hit the thing I'm hitting a little harder.
So you take a second one. Man.
Oh. But maybe it's shaking because that thing's about to like blow up.
No.
It's like, yo, we're overheating right now.
You're just sad because you can't afford it.
Wow. with the thunder, the lightning, and the fury just comes in and just drops bomb on me. That's cool.
I didn't sign a contract saying I wasn't gonna roast the fuck out of you.
No, you didn't. It's cool. Come on. I'm like one of the least.
Bomb boy, will you fetch me one of these seltzes?
Oh, no way. We're not doing that. Not on my own podcast.
What do you mean?
Because I just.
Like, I should get up and get it from your fridge. You're the hosting me.
Okay, then you're going to have to. She's doing this reverse psychology shit on me.
It's not really. I'll get it.
You want a thumb war for it? And if you lose,
I'll win.
You lose.
Are you going to sing the song?
Huh?
You going to sing the song?
What? 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war. What? What? About to get you. Oh. Oh, shit. You can't let go. You can't let go in mid-battle.
I'm not letting go.
Oh. It's
we
cool.
have it on camera. It's not letting go.
We do not have it on camera. You know why? Oh, that was a face-off. Oh.
Got you, okay, you got sucker.
Me. You got me.
Get it.
You know why? It's because your hands were so soft. They slipped right out of my...
I did the monkey bars at work today. That's real. That is real life.
You played at the playground?
No, we have them on our stage. There's like a monkey bar thing, and I've seen them millions of times. And today I was like, I'm just go climb them. I don't know what's going to happen. I just feel like
doing
it. Do
you have different flavors over there? Or do you just
vapes?
Flavors. Not of your relief.
Whichever pack. One you just do a dealer's choice there, okay? Pick it out. I don't care.
Ruby grapefruit.
Good choice. That's what I just got rid of. Oh, well, thank you, kind sir.
Yeah, for sure. Wouldn't do it again.
That's fine.
Especially after losing in a thumb war battle.
One. Oh, wait, I brought them, so.
Oh, you did bring them. Maybe I need to have the refrigerator closer.
Travel in style.
A little seltzer water. What is it, vodka?
No, it's malt liquor.
Oh, shit, that Doug Life shit, huh?
Hell yeah. 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar.
Do they even have calories protein. On wine?
Fuck yeah.
They're like, nope, this is how much is in the bottle. Don't
wine
die.
Is all sugar, baby.
It's good for you. What's that, Relief?
Yep. No, this one's Relief.
So what's good that memory, one? Though. So you're just doing like
this is a different brand.
Natural Speedball over here.
This one I don't really care about. No, sativas. I actually do like this one. I got from when I was in Vegas, and I love it. And I've looked for it everywhere, and I've only found it in Vegas online on their website, and almost stopped and got it on my way home from Colorado, but I didn't.
Wow.
Because I was like, look at that. I ain't getting off the goddamn freeway right now.
I'm flying. I am flying.
I'm flying?
Going. No, not flying. But I mean, like, you're going. You know, you're going 80 miles an hour on the freeway. You're like, I'm not going to stop and go to Vegas to get some
Even just stopping to get gas is annoying. Like, just stopping. You're on a zone. You're like, I'm going. Got 14 hours. We're doing this.
I like that drive from Vegas.
Beautiful. Oh, no. I was talking to Colorado to...
Never been to Colorado. I'm scared. Heard there's grizzly bears out there. They said
there are. There's some up by my house.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking awesome.
Yeah. You can't leave anything in your car. You can't even leave like gum in your car.
Really?
Swear to God. They like sugar. Like they go after sugary stuff because it's fat, you know? But they can smell it too. So like anything fruity, mint, anything like that.
Hmm. You just imagine being a grizzly bear just ripping off the door to somebody's forerunner. And just
happens all the time.
Getting some fucking people go camping
and they're like, oh, I'm going to put the cooler in the Jeep, you know? And then they wake up and to a bear doing that or whatever. Happens or they're like, all
hold
the
on,
time.
I'm going to fucking string the supposed cooler to
hang
up.
Your food in a tree, people. Come on.
Mm-hmm. But bears can climb trees, though.
I want you to get on the website and you want you to Google it and find out where to put your food.
Supposed to put it up in a tree. I watched this video of this fucking grizzly chasing a black bear up a tree, and it was like, it was surreal. The whole tree is swaying, and then like the grizzly bear sliding down because it just can't hold itself so much, and then just like breaking every branch off the fucking tree, and then like going back after the fucking black bear, and the black bear is just on the highest point of the fucking tree.
Wow!
Before that thing either just snaps off, but then the grizzly gave up, and black bear lives.
Okay.
You know, nature. Love it.
Yeah, there's a pecking order.
Always.
Know? Yeah.
Right? Like the biggest things always eat the smallest things, unless the biggest things get like a parasite and the parasite comes in and gets that big thing from the. Right?
Super deep, very morbid. I'm into it.
It's kind of true, though, right? Black heart. Sure. Black heart emoji.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck? Would you, like, Google it?
Yeah, I totally did.
Because you're like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
I sent the... Okay, our thing, like, me and my... I'm not going to fucking say this, okay? But one of the things that we do, because I like to start a fad, all right? I'm real big on the fad starting, is drop the dark moon face emoji with smiling. Just like when someone, like some dude will ask you some question or whatever and you just fucking drop that in there and they're always like, what does that mean? Don't understand. And some dudes will be like, question mark? And then some dudes are like,
cool.
What does that mean? No one ever says cool.
Everybody always asks you what it means.
No one ever says cool. It's always like, what? What does that mean? How am I supposed to take that? So that's it amazes me. Like, I am sure people have Googled that, but I've never thought someone would have Googled a black heart. I thought that just, well, I'm glad you did. Because
we got something to talk about.
You informed
here.
Me too by sending, by also screenshotting. Well, for people that are listening, it was a text that was around. Anyway,
I overthink shit sometimes. It's just, you know, just what I do.
Yeah, you're fucking weird.
I am kind of weird, for sure.
You're like on the spectrum of weird. You're like above the top and over the hill.
But I'm like
you're deep in the ravine.
Yeah. Have you ever taken mushrooms before?
Fuck yeah.
You ever feel like sometimes like mushrooms made you think like way more than you should have to where?
No.
No?
I just think it's more enhanced and it brings out a side of you that is so not closed off. So you're open to whatever, you know, environment you're in at that moment. I mean, have you ever had a bad situation where you've eaten mushrooms and you're like, fuck, get me out of here. I want to get out of my skin. I'm not in the wrong situation. And then you get yourself out of it.
No.
Okay.
Not that I can really think of.
I mean, like, I've mainly been in situations that are amazing. I like to be in the woods.
That's
I like
the
to
best.
Be camping. I like to be or doing something where I'm in nature. You
nature
know?
And mushrooms go hand in hand.
Oh, fuck sure. Yeah. Especially when you go and pick them yourself. And
watching the trees breathing.
Oh, boy.
What?
Yeah. It's good. I think everyone should try a mind expansion drug like that only. I'm not talking about cocaine. I'm talking about some fucking weird synthetic drugs.
What, you think cocaine's not a mind expander?
Like, oh my God, let's like keep talking about this one thing.
Over and over and over and over and over and over. And guess what we're going to do? It's just more cocaine. Then we're going to talk about doing more cocaine. We ran out of cocaine. So
I can't tell you how many
deal.
Times I've fallen asleep on someone's couch because I'm stoned as fuck. And then like I'll wake up 12 hours later and there's still... cocaine. Wait, you guys never went to sleep?
No, man. We just called up the dealer. Got another.
We're still
ball.
Talking about the same thing, man. We like figured it out. We've been
and
talking
we're
about
drinking
this drinking
too. Oh gosh, Coke sucks.
I've never tried it.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Nope. No, thank you. Bye. Bye. Good. Okay. Good. Oh. Thank you.
Cocaine is terrible.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't want to know. I'm good. Just even just seeing someone that's coming down from cocaine or is like a hangover from it is. No, I would take a alcoholic hangover any day of the week over just watching someone come down from cocaine or any gnarly drug like that.
Alcoholic hangover, huh?
Yeah, that's alcoholic alcohol.
Depends on what spectrum. Are we talking like to where like. Jaundice is setting in.
No.
You're like I can't
you know,
stop
a normal,
drinking.
No. A normal situation.
You know what my blood type is? Jack Daniels. I've never really liked Jack Daniels. One time I
hate Jack Daniels.
I like the
CJ loves it.
I like the Gentleman's Jack and the fucking, the like actual whiskey. You're not the fucking sweet number 7.
None
know?
Of it. I drank Jim Beam in college. But Jack reminds me of like when we couldn't get Jim Beam, we'd get Jack. Like, oof. Oh, don't like those hangovers. Excuse me.
I don't know. I kind of like all fucking alcohols. Even tequila sometimes I'll get a hankering for.
I love tequila.
Good
tequila,
though.
I have 3 bottles of tequila in my
fridge.
Vodka,
not so much. Vodka, just, not my thing. Tastes like rubbing alcohol. Smells like rubbing alcohol.
It does, but... You know,
gotta be rubbing alcohol.
I can't. I went through a period where I realized I loved whiskey. I was drinking so much Crown and love Crown Black. But it fucks up my stomach pretty bad. Corn,
whiskey?
Anything. Yeah, just anything with like corn and rye. And so I kind of stopped that and then started doing vodka. And then it's like, oh, I always felt exactly what you're talking about, the rubbing alcohol kind of feeling. I always felt that. And so I, you know, started drinking that, and now I've gotten accustomed to that. I also really love tequila, though. You can do a lot with tequila. I think a lot of people don't. But I was a bartender for 8 years. Are we
pausing?
I gotta
go to the restroom. I'll be right back. Cool. All right. Back after that. So seltzer water. How many of those does it take for you to get like wasted? 6.
Wasted.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably 6. Maybe like 4 if I go in a hot tub.
That makes sense. Totally. Alcohol in hot tubs. Holy moly.
Yeah, I'm fucked up.
So how do you like your whiskey when you would drink whiskey?
How would I take it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it wasn't like a beer and a shot, then it would be Crown with, you know, ginger beer, you know, something like that on the rocks.
Mm. I like it just like a little bit of ice and just like, not like too much whiskey to where like, you know, when you just pour the whiskey on there, it just boop, kills the ice. I like a little floating.
Rocks.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not too much ice though, to where it's just like watered.
Right.
Because I still like that little.
What about one huge ice cube?
Oh, that like hipster nerd shit? For sure. I'm all about it.
I don't think. That makes it hipster.
Oh, she's about to come after me.
I'm not sure if an ice cube could denote a whole genre of people. I think it's more kind of, I would.
You're totally right.
I would think
okay.
more just You're like totally, a, maybe more totally like a cocktail right. bar would have
cocktail
that.
Bar for
or,
sure.
you know.
Where all the bartenders
yeah, mixologist,
have the same exact beard.
Maybe, I don't know about
have,
hipster.
And then they all have the same man buns going on.
Sure. You're really generalizing, aren't you?
No. Come on.
What category are you in then? Should we go there?
I'm in the category of nice guy.
Oh god. Yawn.
I don't know. I don't really try to categorize myself. I try to be more like an element.
You just categorize everybody else.
It's a lot better that way.
All right.
I mean, you got to. You know, it's like if it's like a you're your own cop in your own world, right? And then you always like they say it's bad to like profile and stereotype people, but that's what cops do all day. So
are you a cop?
No, I'm not a cop at all. But I'm saying you're the cop of your own world. You got to be safe. You got to be on point all the time.
You're getting all this from your own assessment of an Ice Cube.
Yeah, it's from this book I wrote that's coming out in 20 never. Oh.
20 never.
You like that? No. Maybe it could actually come out. I like that. I like that you were like, dude, you should give yourself a chance.
Well, yeah. Okay. Definitely give yourself a chance.
I would never write a book. I would do an audiobook. It would just be me talking for like 3 hours.
Oh boy. But I think
and
you know,
beatboxing and making like interesting sounds.
My koozie's too new. It won't fit over this cup.
Oh, that's so lame.
I know. I just got it in Utah. In Beaver, Utah.
Don't they like...
Stop at a gas station and get something cool, you know? And then you'll remember it forever. You look at it and put it around your beer. I actually brought it because I thought it would fit this perfectly because it's a can.
It kind of does.
And it does.
It does.
All the other ones are a little
but
more.
See, what kind of cup, what kind of keg cup is that thing going to fit? It's going to fit like a beer
cake,
bottle.
Keg cup?
Keg cup.
Keg. I haven't been to a keg. I call it a keg. I've not been to a keg party in 20 years. So that's not going to happen. I just like a koozie because it keeps your hand warm. You know, look at my hands frozen right now. Look at that. Creeped out?
No.
Dead hands. There
Dead
it is.
Hands? Oh, I can see. They're blue and they're cold. These are the hands of death, people. Yeah. The cold hands of death.
I'm actually a...
I think all...
Daywalker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know. So at night, I become basically like a bat and my hands freeze.
So what like point in time of your life did you decide all this finger. Weird shit?
Did I decide it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it decided itself.
Oh, yeah? So you went to one party and just got, like, bit in the neck by some vampire, and now here we are?
No. I was never bitten in the neck. That's all bullshit. That is some made-up story. That's not how it happens. I don't know who came up with that. But they can be shot. It's, like, clearly very Hollywood. Like, oh, let's make it really bites in the neck and sucks her blood. That's not...
Vampires?
That's not real. That's not how vampires work.
I don't believe
in vampires. It's more of a, like, born this way, you know?
Oh, like that Lady Gaga song?
Yes, country version.
Okay.
100%.
So your mom's a vampire too?
It's more of like a hybrid situation.
What is going on here? what level of therapy did we just... We're on the brink of something.
Therapy?
No, I'm just joking. So
joking or...
No, I'm confused. Yeah, I'm joking. Kind of confused. Did you just call yourself a vampire? Like,
yes.
You're like the white female version of Blade. Kind of.
Blade. Oh my God. That fucking movie has come up in conversation twice in the past 48 hours. That's weird. You're the second person to say Blade to me. The first time I went, the Wesley Snipes movie? My friend goes, yeah.
That's the one. It's cool, right? Especially third one. Those are all these like movies that I just needed to watch once and be like, oh, cool. You know?
Yeah.
Like some movies you can watch again.
Yeah.
But some movies are just like, eh.
She watches it all the time is what I gathered from this conversation.
But she could have just been like, you know, she could have like passed out drunk on the couch, woke up in the middle of a fucking Blade movie marathon.
Like, huh, I'm just gonna watch the rest of it.
Yeah, I'm already here. You know? I'm already here. What's your favorite movie? That's a terrible question.
I hate that question, and I don't have an answer.
I think having a favorite, so, I think having one specific favorite thing ever.
That's my answer.
What's your favorite? Favorite. That's not
makes sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Answer it.
You said your favorite band was like Led Zeppelin. I remember.
I did not say that.
No.
When did I say that?
I thought I heard you say something like that.
In life today, since we've been on this podcast,
in life.
When?
In life.
When has this happened? When in is this life. Memory from?
I don't know. In life, but I guess not. So, anyways, moving on.
Oh, no! I'm remembering now. We did talk about this, but it was I said pick a genre, and you said classic rock, and I said Led Zeppelin.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't say that's my favorite band ever. I don't have a favorite band.
I don't think you should have a favorite band ever.
No. I think it's more of a like pick a genre and then I'll tell you like, oh, this one speaks to me from this specific
genre. Because it's always
genre.
Like everybody's always influenced each other, you know, throughout like just music. Everybody influences each other. They watch,
yeah,
you know.
I'm sure to some degree.
Everything's
absolutely.
Broken down like that.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe some isolated people.
My favorite
that...
thing is, you ever see that Jimi Hendrix movie? Was it's like Andre 3000, the guy from Outkast, and he's fucking Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, I did not. See that.
Okay, so there's like this scene though that's really cool that actually happened to where Eric Clapton was playing. He's like one of my favorite guitar players. Jimi Hendrix, another one, you know? Mm-hmm. Eric Clapton fucking, they like let him go up on stage and he just kind of blew Eric Clapton off the fucking stage. And the guys that like put him up, he walked up to him. He's like, dude, you didn't tell me that he was that fucking good. And I was like, I thought that was like a crazy scene. It's like one, like both of my favorite guitar players, but like one of my favorite, you know? Getting fucking shunned by the other one. Interesting.
Is this a biographical movie? What movie is it?
It's, fuck, I don't remember the name of the movie. But it's Andre 3000 from Outkast playing as Jimi
right.
Hendrix.
We maybe IMDb it.
I don't know.
Further
maybe
this
later.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe later. So.
So what you're saying is the scene really... felt something
yeah.
because for you because it was like the two of your favorite people. What?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'm into
cool.
it.
Cool. Thanks.
Cool.
Good stuff.
I don't know. I thought maybe if it was your favorite, then
it's
you would
like
have
my
known
no,
the
I
name of the movie.
I've never really had like a favorite movie. That's one of those things, like just a like specific thing. I don't know where that scene came from. That's just like me. Throwing that out there. But I was like thinking about it when I was at the gym today working out. I was like, that was fucking like, because it was like a moment in time that actually did happen though, too.
What did?
Where like Jimi Hendrix blew fucking Eric Clapton off the stage.
Mm.
And people were just all over fucking Eric Clapton, just fucking Clapton is God, spray painting that shit on buildings.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. It's just factual.
This is factual.
It's historical. Okay. I did not know this.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy like what music does to people? It's awesome. Beautiful. Or it can
you
be.
Play music, so
yeah.
You play the drums.
Yeah.
I like this electrical drum kit situation.
You like that?
Is that what it's called?
It's
I've kicked a beat or
it's
two.
It's not as fucking massive as like just a
but with headphones
big...
on. You wear headphones for that? Because you don't wear them for your podcast.
They just
so.
Come out of my speakers.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Super chill.
The chillest.
Super fucking chill, bro.
Thanks. That's totally not even me, though. Do I seem like that?
I didn't fucking say it this yet, bro.
You know what, bro? Like, first of all, bro. Hold on. Bro.
No, that's brap, brap. And that means motorcycle or dirt bike. Yeah, no, that's not a carryover.
She just
you
comes,
tried.
She comes through. With
I'm
the,
intelligent. Don't
the,
fuck with me,
the
dude.
The fucking wapow, wapow,
yeah.
Right
no,
in the kisser.
Because you're not going to win. You're not pulling the wool over these eyes. Right?
I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to go with the flow. And you're like, yo, your flow ain't doing it. Your flow, but.
Yeah, that's
but,
a common but, thread in my life. I'm not going to not admit that.
Cool. I like how you...
In the sense
I'm not
of,
gonna not admit that. I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna not admit that.
And you shouldn't. Unless you really want to. So you've lived in Los Angeles for 16 years, huh?
I have.
And has traffic just gotten better and better and better?
It actually has. It's gotten a lot better. Because podcasts are around, so you can listen to podcasts now. It's the traffic, if not worse, probably worse, way worse. But it's better because now, compared to the first year I lived here to now, I podcasts. I have a nicer car, so that helps.
That definitely helps.
I had no car when I moved here.
Can't have none of that Flintstone.
I walked for a while, and people were like, "What? You're walking? What?" I remember going to a voice audition when I first moved here. I answered it from like Craigslist or who knows. It was so long ago. And there was a voice, like a vocal studio that was maybe from, you know, Cahuenga and what is it, Franklin? Like I walked maybe to Western and Franklin. And I get there, the guy's like, "You're crazy. For walking here." I'm like, it's not that far.
It's really not that far.
No,
though.
But I think people really do can't fathom. Someone who's not a walker can't fathom someone walking that far. I mean, it took me probably 20 minutes or whatever, but.
You know, it's crazy. Like somebody used to be back in like the ancient times. They just fucking, "All right, see you guys. I'm just going to go walk to Rome. Fucking see you later. Well, I'm out of here." Now people are just like, "Oh my God, the 7-Eleven's like a half a block? What?" I'm like, come on. See you guys in a year. I got to go walk to fucking Rome.
Yep. I don't think people walk to Rome. I don't know what history class you took. But
you don't think people walk to Rome?
From America?
No, not from America.
Obviously. From where? We're in America. Where's the story?
I'm saying like, obviously, there was nobody colonizing. Like, there was Native Americans over here. Nobody walked to Rome. How dumb do you think I
am? I'm just wondering where the story resonates.
I don't know.
To start for someone to say.
In Spain. You could be...
Sure.
You know,
I think people...
That's what I'm saying.
I think there were still ships, you know, and people really mainly went with ships back then and then walked from where they landed to where they landed again 100 miles later.
I like that.
Or, you know, buggy and horse and what have you.
Not in the ancient times like that.
How ancient are we going?
I'm talking like the ancient Roman times. Like, oh, I'm going from fucking Sparta to Athens just walking. Some people, yeah, had horses, but some people didn't have horses.
Well,
not everybody had horses.
Mainly that was a ship situation if you're going from Sparta to Athens, no? Would be a ship. You'd be on a ship for sure. There's some water there.
You just shut me down. Sure.
Get a globe for you for your office, maybe?
No, just I'm already getting like a map.
I'm feeling a Christmas gift coming here.
Christmas gift.
Yeah, I got 11 months to decide if I want to give it to you.
That's true. All I have to do is just like...
Fuck that. I'll just like Amazon Prime it here. Tomorrow it's going to show up on your doorstep.
I'd be really surprised.
Where's Croatia? Do you know where Croatia is?
It's one of the Eastern European countries. It's... Over there, you know, like, yeah.
Hrvatska?
No, I've never even heard of that.
Hrvatska?
That's a country?
It's Croatia.
Well, no, I'm sorry.
It's just a way of saying Croatia, I guess, in Croatian.
And you're Croatian?
My father is. I'm American, but
do you
I'm
know how to speak
half
Croatian?
Croatian. I understand it more than speak it, but I don't know. I'm not... fluent in the language. Love.
So you're Eastern European, huh? Okay. That's
well, no,
cool.
I'm Eastern American. I'm from New Jersey.
Oh.
But my father is from Croatia. Therefore, I, myself, am influenced by that upbringing of my father. And he raised me very young. Adult woman who's very smart and level-headed. What are you, Justin? English?
British. Bunch of other shit. definitely British.
Have you like saliva tested yourself and given your DNA to the government and paid the $99 and gotten a part of this? Did you?
I know they're gonna come back and be like, dude, everybody's Asian and black somewhere.
Oh, I figured you were like half lab and half golden retriever.
I would fucking hope so. you ever see like dogs that have a nice life and you're like, fuck, I'm jealous of that dog. Dog's got an Instagram page.
Oh, I'm jealous of every dog.
Doesn't even have to manage their own Instagram page.
No real
page.
Life. I mean, other than just living it and like loving, like breathing, being pet, no bills to pay. No, I mean like, I probably was a dog in the past, some past life. And I would like to be one again. That would be fine with me.
What kind of dog?
Even
would you
if
be?
I was a dog who like lived its best life for 17 years or 5 or 2 and then gets hit by a car, I'd still be stoked as that life to come back to. I'd be stoked. Wake up, sleep all day,
run around.
On your backs, just sleep on your no alarm clock. Oh, there's an alarm clock going off? Oh, I'm a dog, so it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. That. Oh, the human will get
Depends
it.
On what dog you were, though. What kind of dog you want to be? I want to be a scary dog. No.
Who is this person you're trying to be right now? Let's get down to the bottom of...
What person are you talking about? I'm exactly who my mama made me to be. No, that's not true at all. So
who's that? Who did your mama make you to be?
Nobody. I'm actually not even here, Tina. I'm a figment of your imagination. That's crazy. I don't know. What do you, like, you gotta ask me more defining questions.
Would you like me to ask you another question?
Yeah.
Okay, so, English, siblings? You have a brother.
I was adopted by my aunt and uncle. So, my
no other blood sibling?
Nope.
Okay. That's cool. Aunt and uncle are in California?
No, in Reno.
Nevada.
Nevada, okay. No, it's Nevada.
I say Nevada. I've always said Nevada.
I just say NV. Okay.
I'm from New Jersey. Like, we sometimes differently. This is not their accent. This is the one that I like to talk in. I don't know if
you're
I have
a voice actor too? You've done that?
I
come on down to Kmart. We got
I made my first voiceover demo in 2001. No, 2000, maybe. But yeah, so yes, I have done this. I have done some voices. I weirdly can't imitate my father though. He has the weirdest accent. I cannot imitate my dad though.
Does he have like a strong accent?
He's been in America for 50 years now, but yeah, he has like a Slavic accent, but I just can't. I feel like I can mimic a lot of
Tina,
people.
Like, go out there, grab garbage can, come
That's
back.
That's more Russian-y. And I'll play a voice. Should I play a voicemail for my dad?
Sure. So I'll try to do it.
So you can hear it. But it's like, you're saying, like, this is more like, I don't know what you're doing, but it's like not.
That?
No. And also, I don't know if it's also that I can't do it. Like, I'm like, Tina.
Dana, your mother called. Call her back. No,
Dana, did you pick the mail? Like, he says things like he's super, I don't know. I'm not doing it right, or at least I don't think I am. But I could probably, I love my dad. He's amazing. He, oh, that's weird. All my voicemails
she deleted
are
it.
Gone.
Wow.
No, look at that.
Like, way to go,
do they
Tina.
Delete themselves? Because
sometimes I think they do.
They must, because I have no... I used to have a million in here, and they're all gone.
That's fucking garbanzo beans.
It kind of is, because I save a lot of them for a reason. Oh, yeah, look at that. Why are they all in the delete? That's weird. They do delete them. I need to change this. This is not okay with me.
It's probably automatically deleting. It's kind of all right, actually. No,
I feel like that's new. So I feel like it must have come with one of my recent updates and I didn't realize it. Well, fucking Apple. God damn it.
Never going to be happy with anything ever.
Anyway, yeah, my dad's got an accent and whatever, and I can't do it, but yes.
So, well, shit.
I've done some like that weird. One down the drain. I have done some weird accent stuff in the past. I've done commercials. I do have a demo that I made way too long ago. I would actually like to make another one, maybe, but more character. Like the one I have is more kind of commercials, and then
come on down to Walmart.
Would you like to hear it?
Fucking yeah.
I actually have it on my phone.
Nope. You're gonna do it live day, right now. Coming live.
Yeah, I need copy. You need to give me some copy.
Some coffee?
Copy, like, give me the script so that I can do what you want.
I don't have a script around here. So maybe, like...
You want me to make it up? Should I improv? Why don't you
read this? Read the wine. That works.
For FJ, FJ Sarah, Cabernet Sauvignon, like, what would their ad
read
be?
Read their little thing, yeah.
Okay. Do this.
Like that shit that old guys want to hear. It's where they like take out a candle and rip it on them. What?
I feel like this wouldn't be an ad for them though. Watch. This is just what's on their label.
Watch. I could probably do that.
I can do it. I'm just reading it so I can see.
But I'm just the guy that doesn't know the difference between your and your.
You clearly don't.
Damn. Just the way you looked at me.
Well,
pierce my soul a little bit.
Maybe just educate.
I'm going to just work on that. Just educate. I need to find some online exercises that somebody wrote that also dealt with the same shit and just like, like they're going to have like little spaces, you know, to it's like the sentence. It's going to be the sentence, but it's going to have like where the your and the your would be. And I'll just do that like 100 times and I'll figure it out. And then you'll forgive me.
It's not about forgiving you. It's that I don't want you to seem like a dum-dum.
Thank you.
But if you want to continue being a dum-dum, you're clearly going to.
I am not a dum-dum, okay?
But you're not correcting yourself. And you know that
that's
it's
what
wrong.
I need to do. I need to go
or
on the internet.
Or maybe you don't. Maybe you don't realize the difference of when you should use it. Is
I
that it?
I do really. I do really. Come on now.
Well, or is it more? Shit. Is it more that you just don't care to edit? You're just like piping off text, like, oh, what? That's out there. Is it that?
Well, you're being graded on your vocabulary. Not really, you know?
Let's put it this way. You aren't probably across the board, but if you care about somebody and you think they might grade you, yeah, I'm saying. Like, if it's like, yeah, I'm saying, like, if it's maybe.
Yeah.
That's just me. That is me. And I don't want to project that on you. I just want you to maybe...
Well, I'm going to have to go download some exercises.
It's not an exercise. It's just like understanding you.
I know, but
your.
That's how it's going to help me by doing the exercise.
Your would be something that is yours. Your with an R and an E and an apostrophe means like kind of the same as are you.
I bet you somebody else has it's this problem and they like made... They like made exercises.
But you're that confused that you need to go watch a YouTube video about it?
No.
Yeah.
I'm just curious to see if there's actual exercises about it now. Just because I don't know. I'm the guy that just gets, see? Oh, there fucking is.
Yeah, because someone like me was like, I can't fucking stand this anymore. I'm making a YouTube video.
Oh shit, look at this. It's totally a worksheet for sure.
That's not even that's so blurry, but let's
well, it's like kinda there. Work with
Is this an Android?
No.
What's happening?
I don't know. It's just an iPhone 6S Plus.
It's weird. Get it away from me.
Oh, what the fuck? She's got a joke about that, guys.
Yeah, I do. I have a whole
She's
bit
got a
about
joke. She's going to perform it for you right now.
Fuck
right
you.
Now.
Go
you know what the
fuck yourself. All right?
There's actual multiple worksheets about this. Oh, fuck. fuck?
Can we, do you have a printer? Can we Bluetooth that shit to the printer and get it out right now and get you started? So by the end of the podcast, well, I can grade you. Oh, look at that. Their opening sentence is, "You're going to love your worksheet." It shows you right there. It shows you right there. There's two usages for two different kinds of your. Oh, boy. That sentence alone should just teach you how to use them. I mean, really. Your.
You.
Are. Do you see how it's a you are? Do you see the apostrophe?
Yes.
Do you understand what apostrophe does? Do you understand its function?
Makes it an R.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function? This is a real movie. They don't show it in schools anymore, but it will teach you all about that function of the apostrophe.
You know, I just wanted to see if they were actually out there.
No, it is.
Could I please have your number? Or it shows the ownership. It shows the ownership.
Smoking some marijuana. Oh, boy.
Ooh,
damn. I didn't mean to drop it.
That's cool.
I don't want to read this. I don't think that's this is good.
What? Like, I can read the shit out of that.
I could read. Okay, how about this? You read it, and then I'll read it.
Deal. And then what we're going to have to do is cut this maybe. We're going to have to cut this.
Let's go.
Cut this short.
Let's see it.
All right. Have yourself a taste of
Hold on. P.S. You're getting paid for this. Pretend this is you're getting paid for this
job. Is there
job.
A certain style I got to do it? Like
I don't know. You said you could read it better than me. Right. So please, let's see it.
F.J. Serra, Cabernet Sauvignon, California, 2017. Pioneer of the modern American wine industry. Father Junipero Serra planted the first of California's vineyards. Named for a true trailblazer and visionary, F.J. Serra is a wine of passion and virtue. This Cabernet Sauvignon is uniquely dynamic, as modest characters of mocha and chocolate at the nose elevate a rich mid-palate. F.J. Serra is a wine of fortitude, a perfect complement to any feast.
All right.
Now it's
feel good about that? Did you feel good about it?
I feel pretty good about it. I could have done it better. I could have cleared my throat, drank some throat coat tea, you know? Some throat coat tea.
Going hard in the paint. All right. Here's my version. We can have people vote on this, too, if you want.
Yeah.
This is a F.J. Serra Cabernet Sauvignon Take One California 2017 version. Or should I say... Fat? I don't know what you call it.
Fit? Fat.
Fit? There's like a, was there's a name for a thing of one? Anyway. All right. I feel like I should put my glasses on. Grandma can't see the label. F.J. Serra, Cabernet Sauvignon, a pioneer of the modern American wine industry, Father Junipero Serra, planted the first of California's vineyards. Named for a true trailblazer and visionary, F.J. Serra is a wine of passion and virtue. This Cabernet Sauvignon is uniquely dynamic, as modest characters of mocha and chocolate at the nose elevate a rich mid-palate. F.J. Serra is a wine of fortitude, a perfect complement to any feast.
You sound like you're trying to sell me that on the airplane to hell. Like, okay, guys. I think I know what FJ stands for. It's
fucking father. Jerk.
That could be. I'm sure you're not the first person that said that. But that was beautiful. I would definitely enjoy F.J. Serra on the plane.
On a plane to death.
Meanwhile, I know the plane's going down right now, but just take those masks that have dropped in front of your face. They're full of chemicals that just help you die quicker. The last thing going through your brain is going to be.
I mean, yeah.
The front
if the
seat.
The plane's going down, and we're going to hit. We're like literally about to hit a mountain, and the mask comes down. Instead of oxygen to maybe prolong my life, I would just prefer like a cyanide, some sort of
just
or like
give it
nitrous,
to me.
Like a heavy dosage of like Is it nitrous that they give you at the dentist? Nitrous, right?
Nitrous oxide?
Yeah. It's like a heavy, heavy dosage of that.
And you're like, oh.
And then you're like, what? Wong, 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 wong. And then it's like,
and then everything.
Dead.
And then that's that.
Huh. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I don't want oxygen. Oxygen's like, oh, fuck. We're all gone. We're all gone. What if, oh, shit. Like, the raft's coming out. I don't know what to do. I'm in the emergency. Like,
we're in the middle of nowhere.
It's too much.
Cool. Let me just hop on the fucking, go in the middle of the ocean, float around forever. They didn't find the black box in Malaysia. Black box. Where's that plane? Malaysia. Yeah.
I like the nitrous version better.
Or the cyanide version. What if, like,
well,
the
cyanide,
what if,
like, cyanide, no, you're like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Go. Like, there's, like, spies in all the movies. They're like, yeah, he's got the fucking cyanide molar and takes it up and then, like, bites it and just foams at the mouth. What if you're, like, the guy, like, so the plane's going down, the masks drop, and then you're the one guy that, like, puts the mask on and then, like, the plane catches itself again. He's like, oh, the fucking foaming at the mouth. That's probably
what. Oh, Billy! Billy!
What happened to this guy? Plane flies, like, I don't know. It must have been allergic to. Find out what he's allergic to now.
Billy drank the Kool-Aid.
I used to love Kool-Aid.
Jonestown, brother.
Not that Kool-Aid.
Excuse me, I have a text message. I need to get it.
Oh.
Oh, shit. No, I didn't. Fuck.
She makes it.
I'm like, I'm fucking up on, like, managerial duties right now. Hold, please, hold, please.
Oh, shit.
I forgot to send an email.
Uh-oh. People are like, we're still waiting on it from you, Tina.
Yeah,
it's 11:39.
I didn't do it.
Managerial duties.
Yeah.
With a hint of bust. What's that say? Guarmine?
What?
This shit? Oh, ruby grapefruit. What's a ruby grapefruit? Isn't that just a grapefruit? Or is there, like, such thing as a ruby grapefruit and, like, a just regular grapefruit?
Ruby grapefruit is a technically, like, red grapefruit.
Just a regular grapefruit.
It looks the same kind of, it's, like, more pinky orange on the outside, and then the inside's pink, this color.
Oh, shit. Are those in flowered?
No, they're here. They're everywhere.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Have you ever eaten a grapefruit?
Yeah.
Like, I'm where it's really cut, where it's cut open and you, yeah, kind of spoon it out.
Yeah, I'm not much of a fan.
Was it yellowish white inside?
Or no, was just, it was,
was all, it kind of pink?
It was like pinkish and,
yeah. That's a ruby grapefruit. Oh, that's like a, yeah.
Hooray for me.
Yeah.
You know what I've seen people do is just dump a bunch of sugar on the top of it.
Yeah, that's.
That's kind of fucking probably, I don't think. If I was going to do that. Then I don't want to be eating the grapefruit anyways. I like oranges.
I'm going to give a shout out because I just want to say really quick to my friend Lene, who's texting me right now. Thank you for understanding why I'm fucking up on my managerial duties right now. That's it. That is it. Back to this. I'm glad that you've had a ruby grapefruit. They're delicious. I don't understand the sugar. I know that was something that my mom did when I was a kid, but I never ate it when I was a kid. I never ate grapefruit.
Dumb a
but I love grapefruit now. Love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like.
I probably bring it to work like 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, damn. You do love grapefruit.
I love grapefruit.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're one of those.
Delish.
One of those freaks. No, that's cool.
Freaks who eats citrus?
Yeah, citrus freaks. No, that's cool.
I actually don't like oranges at all. Really. I don't like orange flavored things.
Do you like berries?
Love berries.
What kind of berry?
Blackberries, raspberries, blueberries.
All berries, right?
Yeah. Strawberries I like, but I don't really buy them for my house because I feel like I ate them a lot as a child. It was a dessert that my mom and dad would make a lot for us. And so I think I just ate a lot of strawberries as a kid that I don't want them anymore. But I definitely go kind of more for a blueberry, blackberry, raspberry situation on a daily basis.
What about
basis.
Dragon fruit and all that weird shit?
Dragon fruit?
Star fruit.
I've had both of them. Why do you talk like that?
I don't know. I don't know. Just fucking getting in the moment.
Okay.
Because I was still kind of
eat dragon fruit.
I was.
I mean, that's
not
a,
really.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not seeing it out for sale.
I think I was still stuck in the fucking reading the wine bottle voice, which I totally like beat you at for sure. Well, let the people decide. Yeah. Can people really decide for themselves?
Well, anymore? Imagine if you put it on YouTube. Don't you put this on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
So then, obviously, people can write things in the comments.
I sure hope they do. They're going to be like, wow, YouTube Tina owned you all night. It? Just kept like, correcting you with ER and ER. You're you so need to annoying. Download that word.
You're so annoying.
Or, God, I could go to sleep listening to your voice every fucking night.
Who says that?
Nobody's going to say that. Maybe.
I don't, if they do, I don't want to hear it. Okay. Don't comment that. That's like real creep zone.
You sound like, like an angel and a princess warrior. Combined.
Okay. You and your pogs.
Oof. Pogs. I'm sorry about that. You know, I don't remember whatever happened to my pogs. Would I play Pog still?
Your mom fucking donated them to Goodwill when you were sleeping one night.
That's so true. That's totally true.
For sure. That's the true of any smart parent.
Or
wait till that kid's asleep. Donate that shit to Goodwill. They'll never fucking know. The next day you're like, oh, look at this rubber band. Ha ha ha. Cool.
Yeah,
it's your
new
toy.
Until one day, one day you're doing a podcast with Tina Fabulick and, you know, start thinking about your Pogs. Those pogs that you could never...
They're not in this office.
They're definitely not in this office.
Sure.
No, I know that. They're lost out there. It's like Toy Story. You know, when the toys get separated from... What's that fucking kid's name? Sure.
Billy?
I guess so.
I
don't know.
Forever.
Yeah, me neither. But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. The kid who has Woody.
My pogs are out there somewhere. If you have my pogs, $17 million right now.
Fuck that, man. I wish like I still had my Garbage Pail Kids, my stickers. I would be stoked.
Garbage Pail Kids?
You're like, what are those?
No, I know what
you're
garbage
old
pa-
lady.
No, I know
what
garbage
pails.
What
are you talking about?
I know what they are. I know exactly
I played with
what
pogs.
They are.
Garbage Pail Kids stickers were legit and I had
you say
stacks
Garfield,
and
you
stacks.
Said Garbage Pail Kids.
Garbage Pail Kids. Yeah. You know what a Garbage Pail Kid is.
I totally
is.
Thought you said Garfield Kids for a second.
Garfield anything is my life.
Okay, Garfield
I
dope.
Hate Mondays.
Okay.
I love lasagna. We were kin. Me and Garfield.
And how do you feel about Odie?
Odie is the best dog any cat
see?
Would want.
See? I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, cool. Yep. What's going on with you right now? What are you doing? Like you
just
how
was
your set tonight? What'd you do?
Great.
How'd it go?
It was great.
Okay.
I like that fourth wall spot.
I've never been.
Really?
Uh-uh.
It's cool. Tonight was a good night. It's like some people, you can like bring friends and stuff and then they can just get in for free. It's like you got to pay. You got to pay the $5.
Oh,
because
you're paying for
but
your
then,
slot?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
is it always filmed? No.
I don't think so. Not all the time. Not anymore. They used to do that. I think probably they were like, no, I don't want to do that because fucking people are working on material. So it's like sensitive shit, you know?
Okay.
Just like to have
I mean, like, can you pay them? Like, can I pay for my set?
Oh, yeah, you go in there, $5. If you got a camera with you, you can set it up, your own camera.
Oh,
they're cool with that.
Okay.
They used to stream it. That's what I meant.
Oh,
so
yeah,
they used to have
that's
the thing
what
that
I
they
thought.
Would stream.
They don't do that
I was
anymore.
On like one or two of the ones that streamed.
Your lips are black from that wine, bro.
Well, that's not the only thing that's black. My soul's black. No, what?
Yeah, black heart.
Black heart.
I knew it when I sent it to you.
Mm-hmm. I know. Damn. That's how you know this is really earthy wine.
No, it means it's cheap.
Because my lips are red?
And if anything's red, it is.
What? That's not true. That doesn't
sure it
mean it's
is.
Cheap.
Googs it. Googs it.
I don't trust it because... No, I don't trust everything that's on the internet, okay? Just because it's on the internet doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. So, yeah. The fourth wall, back to what I was talking
yes.
about previously. So, it's actually really... It's cool. Like, when he first started it, it was out of hand. Like, there'd be fucking 30 people there, and it's like a small spot. Maybe it's like bigger than this. Maybe it's like three of these.
Okay.
Going back.
Okay.
Right?
So it's like a railroad.
Just like straight back, and yeah. He's got a stage.
Like you walk in, and it's just one long room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. And then he's got a wall. So on the other side of the wall, he's got like a little spot where they do podcasts. But yeah, when it would be fucking 30 people, and then you can bring your own alcohol, which is cool, instead of paying, you know, those comedy club prices.
That's nice that they let you do that.
Mm-hmm. You can bring your own alcohol, and then...
Is that because they don't offer any alcohol?
That's definitely why.
It's just a spot.
So it's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, those times of like when there would be 30 people there, and then you'd be fifth.
Yeah.
Fucking dope. It was like punk rock.
Okay.
But then it just got way too out of hand and needed a little organization.
Yeah.
Stability. And he fucking did that. And then he opened up another spot in Hollywood.
Oh, what's that one called?
The Fourth Wall.
Oh, okay.
In Hollywood.
I see. Where is it in Hollywood?
I think it's Koreatown. I've never been there. He just opened it up.
There's another place in Koreatown, Tao or whatever.
Tao Comedy Studio?
Yeah, I've gone up there.
And?
I mean, I killed it.
Oh, yeah?
Sure. I was probably second to last. So I watched like 16 people before me.
And it was like, what is it? Like a small...
I was basically in the neighborhood that day having... It was like a Sunday and I had, you know, hung out with my friend and like had lunch and brunch and some drinks. And then I was like, I'm fucking over here. I'm going to check out. I went on, you know, the bureau and checked it out. I was like, and that my friend at work had just, she does stand up. She had just like talked about it. I was like, all right, I'll fucking check it out. Cool. So I went over there and signed up and then didn't realize really that it was going in order on the list of when you signed up.
Oh, not the lottery.
So I'm just like sitting, chilling, whatever. And it's funny because there was this one like super older dude there and I went to go to the bathroom and it's like you have to kind of go behind the stage to go to the bathroom.
That's kind of like how the super tiny.
Yeah. So like I go back there and this old man comes out and he's like, someone peed all over the floor and he's trying to clean it up. And I was like, all right, we're right here behind the curtain. Some dude's, you know, someone's up, you know? And I was just like, okay, cool. It's cool. Like, it's fine. It's fine. And he goes in and then eventually, you know, the woman who owns it, she kind of made a joke. She was like, I don't know how fucking old you are coming in here, but you know, and it made sense. Like it's kind of bullshit. But at the same time, I was just like, no, it was that old dude. He was calling it out like someone, like no one else in here would have peed on the floor except for Old Man Rivers. And then when he did go up, he had like a fucking seat cover toilet thing attached to his pants.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was so good. I wish I had the whole thing on camera. It was so fucking classic, but yeah. But it's kind of the same thing where it's just like one big room and then you go in the back and there's actually a really cool patio back there with some chairs and stuff like that. But whatever. It's probably near there, I imagine, because she's kind of in Koreatown, her place.
I think that's like.
But it's not. It's called Tao. Not Fourth Wall.
Okay. Yeah, they just opened it up, and it's like two stages as well.
Oh, so okay. Yeah, this place is one for sure.
It's kind of crazy how many fucking open mics there are.
Great.
It's great for sure.
Great.
It's crazy because you just see more and more and more and more and more.
That's awesome. I mean,
it opens up the fucking.
Well, it also puts you in a place to, you know, potentially. I mean, hers was that night was there was a lot of people in there that I think were from a class that she had taught or something like that. I mean, she knew everyone by name, and it seemed like they were all from some sort of class or something. And I just kind of dropped in, and there was probably some other people that were there as well, but that weren't from. Cause there was a couple of people that I've seen out at Flappers. I forget one of the dudes' names, Mike something, not McCurn, not him, but. So
I know a lot of mics.
Yeah, I know. There's like there's a lot of mics.
A lot of mics.
But yeah. So it seemed cool. It just I think it would. It's actually I think it would be a cool place to shoot like a little special, Because it holds probably, you figure, 25, 30 people in front of that stage, and it's all brick and looks very New York. And, you know, I mean, it definitely would be a good place to rent out if I just wanted to, or anyone wanted to do
that. Sounds interesting. A little
kind of like thing, or, you know what I mean?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. No, I'm fucking with you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a smaller space and more.
I liked some of those buildings down there. Like, I don't know. It's like I could never fucking live down there in Koreatown. I just don't like to be so.
Yeah.
You know,
pocketed.
Oh God. Yeah. Like I get claustrophobic just in that sense where it's just like you walk out and there's just fucking people everywhere.
Yeah.
Doesn't work for me.
Yeah. You would never live in New York City.
No.
Yeah.
But I'd like to go one time.
So you've never been?
No.
You absolutely need to go. Just go for a weekend. Go for a long weekend. Four days. Do like
20 open mic. A fucking
Definitely hit some open mics while you're there if you want to do that. It's okay.
I hope so. Are you right over the refrigerator? Yeah. When's the best time to go to New York?
What kind of weather do you like to be in?
All of it. Depends on if I'm dressed for the elements, you know? I don't like to just like be.
My favorite time in New York is fall. So I have a bunch. I love New York. I grew up next to New York. Obviously, it's a huge part of my upbringing, and I lived there as an adult. So to me, New York City is the best city in this country. What? Oh, just said that out loud, and I believe it wholeheartedly.
I've heard that before, and I've heard Chicago, too.
Well,
and I've never been to either of those
places. I never lived in Chicago. I've never really visited Chicago to the sense of getting enough of a feel for it to think that, you know, I can't possibly, you know, do a TripAdvisor review for fucking Chicago when I've never really hung out enough there and gone to the bars. Like, you know what I mean? That just hasn't happened. So I can't do that. But I've lived a lot of my life going to New York, and I love New York. And I've been to, obviously I've lived in LA, and I've been to other huge cities, Denver,
like New York more than LA,
San Francisco, and do I what?
Like New York more than LA?
I like them for extremely vast reasons. I love the food in New York. I love that you can walk around in New York. I love that you have more spontaneity in New York. It's the spontaneousness in LA is kind of non-existent because people are in their cars. They have their thing. I got to go home. I got to feed my dog. You can't just be like, hey, let's just walk by my apartment. Is that rain?
No.
Oh. In New York, you can just, you know, leave work, go, hey, you want to have a drink? Let's go have a drink right here at this bar. And then they're going to walk out. Oh, you want to keep drinking? Okay, cool. Let's walk by my apartment so I can walk my dog. You know what I mean? It's such a completely different way of life.
The city's closer and it's like a community kind of thing more, huh? Like,
it's a community of so many different communities. And LA is just as vast in the sense of that how there's so many communities here. It's just that they're all so expansive. You have to drive to all of them or get an Uber or whatever. It's a more of a distance situation. Again, back to the whole people being like, you walk in LA? Like, that's why there's a song about it, you know? It's not the same kind of way of
nobody
life.
Nobody walks in LA.
Walks. It's walks. Nobody walks in LA.
Isn't that what I said?
I don't know what you said.
I said walks.
It's not like wigs.
Sorry, I just got my lingo and shit. Did you just destroy your little hair clip?
No, it just fell.
We can wrap this up.
Yeah.
Call this fucking the end. Thank you, Tina. Been fun with you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Telling me the differences between your and your. I love it. I'm going to probably print up one of those worksheets so I can.
We're going to print it up right after this.
Right after this.